on KX93.5, your daily scramble news now.
So you may have seen this yesterday. A Ford F-250 pickup crashed into a multi-unit building in the 2700 block of South Coast Highway late Thursday afternoon. No one was injured, and before running into the structure, the pickup smashed into the rear of a southbound car on PCH. You can see a photo that we'll post to Facebook that clearly shows the structural damage of the pickup truck that it caused hitting this building. The house looks like it's falling over. The driver, Edgar Angen, 38, of Lake Forest, was arrested for a DUI.
Edgar. Good
Dude,
old Edgar.
Come on, man.
Nobody was hurt, right? Everyone's all
Nobody
right?
Nobody was hurt, so okay. You can make a joke about it.
Well.
If that's what you're asking.
You know, I was thinking that people driving to the Canyon Club this morning to their AA meeting, 50% of them are thinking, Edgar, I want to sponsor Edgar. He's a gold mine. And the other 50% are like, get that guy away from me.
4 o'clock in the afternoon, dude.
I know. Well, that's just, you know, that's what people are like.
This is a big truck, an F-250, and a small house.
He did it good. It's a great story to tell.
I mean, these poor people who live there, I mean, no one was injured, but the house is falling over now.
Right.
So I tried to see it on my way into work this morning, but I couldn't figure out which one it was.
You know, it'll all be all right. They'll claim the insurance. They'll have a nice new kitchen, whatever. It's not a new thing to happen, that. I hear it a lot, actually. People crashing their cars into houses.
Well, yesterday was Traffic Nino, as somebody put on our Facebook page. That was very funny. So that only compounded the problem.
Good one. That's very good, yeah.
All right, moving on to more local news this morning, courtesy of the Laguna Beach Independent Newsroom. The Laguna Beach Unified School District Board Tuesday night approved its next superintendent. Jason Valoria, 38, will start July 1st, replacing Superintendent Shireen Smith, who is retiring in June after 6 years. Valoria, a Laguna Beach resident, earned a bachelor's degree in history from UC Santa Barbara, a master's in educational leadership from San Jose State, and a doctorate in leadership, administration, and policy from Pepperdine.
Wow.
Sounds like a smart gentleman.
He's a hotshot, isn't he?
He led Woodbridge High in Irvine as principal for 5 years, overseeing facility modernization projects, including bringing a pool to campus. Valoria also developed programs that increase access to advanced placement and honors courses at Woodbridge. Valoria said about the position, "I'm deeply honored and humbled. I don't think I've stopped smiling since I received the phone call."
Wow, thankless task, though.
Yeah,
teachings.
Not really sure what superintendents do, but it sounds important.
Yeah.
Does it involve bringing pools to our local schools?
Well, it sounds like it's sort of quite a practical, technical thing. You know what? We should get him on the air.
That's a nice idea.
Why don't we get him on the air?
And then we
can find out
what it does.
He can teach us. He can give us some lessons.
All right. Jason Valoria. I'm going to highlight that.
Yeah.
Make a note to myself.
Let's get him on the air. I'd love to know what a superintendent
does. Jason Valoria.
Yeah.
Okay. Making my note.
I mean, the guy's like got a doctorate from wherever. It can't be like a super, like a janitor. Can it? It's, you know, a bit over, I suppose Laguna Beach, over-educated janitors probably all over town.
Probably so. Probably very well paid.